Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton here with you. This is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Kelly Roach International, CEO and founder, Miss Kelly Roach. How are you?
I am fantastic. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you on the program. If you would, give us a little bit of an overview, mission, purpose. What are you out there trying to do for folks?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a business growth strategist and peak performance coach. And so I help business owners to make 6- and 7-figure leaps in their businesses. And really, my mission is to help people to achieve financial freedom through their own small businesses and to really be able to put their family first and to focus on learning how to do it without compromising their quality of life. Those are really the three outcomes I'm trying to help people to achieve: financial freedom, good quality of life, and the ability to put their family first.
Well, it certainly sounds like a noble and compelling pursuit. I like the 6- and 7-figure piece of it, but I got to tell you, equally attractive to me, and I suspect a lot of the folks that you're in conversation with and working to help, the rest of that equation is, they get pretty enamored with that pretty quickly as well, I would think.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, you know, so many business owners that I help every single day, you know, I teach them how to generate leads. I teach them how to close clients. I teach them how to grow. And, you know, that's kind of the first hurdle you have to get over as a business owner, right? But then the second hurdle is you're getting all of this work, you're growing, you're getting all of these clients. And now it's like, okay, you know, I don't want to have my whole life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week be work. How do I balance this? How do I keep growing without having every single client that I take on, you know, be more and more hours that I'm working? And that's where building a winning team becomes so incredibly important for business owners. And, you know, that's why I wrote my new book that's coming out in October. It's called Bigger Than You. It's totally focused on helping business owners really learn how to become stellar leaders so that they can get results through others.
Well, you just struck a personal chord with me because my business partner, Lee Cantor, and I, you know, we run a small business. We run the Business Radio X Network, and we keep a hand in one of the studios. And I got to tell you, you know, once we felt like we had it locked and loaded, our, you know, we set our sights on setting up other Business Radio X studios. And even though I personally came from the training and development arena, maybe that was my Achilles heel, I felt like this is going to be a slam dunk, building the team and transferring that knowledge bank and that skill set. We really struggled with it. I'm getting the sense that maybe that's not altogether uncommon. That takes some discipline and some rigor methodology. Yeah. 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 Speak to that a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, exactly. You think that it's going to be obvious and easy, but the thing is there's definitely an art and a science to learning how to manage people, how to be a great leader, how to generate results through others. And, you know, a lot of business owners attempt it the first time without having any knowledge or expertise around it. And so there's a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of myths. There's a lot of maybe build up frustrations that business owners have had in attempting to do this type of thing. And so that's why, you know, really I wanted to start creating specific resources and trainings and, you know, my book, because I realized that so many people that have become business owners and by default business leaders do not have that knowledge and understanding. And so they get really frustrated, and it seems like building a team is an expense and more stress versus a relief and more money. And I want to help change that story. I want to help rewrite that story for people.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you've been reading my mail or that you've been hanging out in the corner. But it sounds like there is relief. Now, you have resources, information, product, intellectual property, but you have an active practice where you and or folks on your team are engaged. You're actually consulting with some of these clients directly?
Yeah. So I run group coaching programs, online courses, masterminds. I do speaking in-person VIP days, and I also work with private clients, both on a consulting and coaching basis. So I get to see this in so many shapes and sizes and forms and facets and businesses, big and small. And it's really a lot of the same things kind of across the board, you know?
Well, we're certainly not going to try to attack it in a 15, 20 minute conversation in full, but I would personally find valuable, and I think our listeners would too, just identifying, are there a handful of common mistakes that you see people like me make when we start to try to build out that team, and like patterns that you see that you just say to yourself, yep, here we go again. They're definitely doing, you know, 1, 2, and 4, and we can help them with that.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, there are definitely common mistakes I see pretty much across the board. And I think the biggest mistake that's really devastating in a small business scenario is that business owners don't typically design the job description and the KPIs and metrics for the person before they start. And usually individuals that are brought on are given tactical to-dos, but not strategic impact focus, which means that they are in fact an expense to the business instead of an investment, meaning this person's role and expectations are not set up for the person to be generating income for the business, and therefore they don't. And so that's a big problem, right? Because you definitely, it puts a stop to your growth, because if every time you invest, it's just costing money and it's draining out the bottom of the funnel, then obviously that's not a sustainable situation that you can continue. I mean, ultimately there's a stop to that. So what I try to do is I help business owners to design the KPIs, the metrics, the job description, and the training plan in advance of them starting, so that from day one of someone joining your team, there's a plan and a map to their profitability. And mm-hmm. So the person is coming in with the understanding and expectation of contributing to the bottom line, and the business owner is equipped to manage and guide them successfully through that process.
Well, I'll tell you where one of the places in trying to do a little bit of background before we had this conversation, one of the places where my eyes got really big is, you know, you spoke to helping entrepreneurs, teaching entrepreneurs to scale. I mean, I thought that it was a very attractive, like 300% year over year. Is that really doable?
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is. It's amazing how when you're in it, you don't see it. So things that, like, I see business owners every day that come to me and they seem so overwhelmed and so just like frozen and just like wanting to throw their hands up because they're like, I can't do one more thing. I can't handle this. I can't manage this, etc. And, you know, it's crazy because when someone looks at your business from the outside in, and especially me, because I do this all day, every day, you can see 1,000 things in 5 minutes that are inefficiencies, that are things that you can stop doing, that are things that are costing you money, wasting time, wasting energy, that then free up the business owner to refocus on things that actually will make a difference. And when you're in it, it's pretty much impossible to see it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And again, it rings very true for me. And I'm sure Lee, my business partner, would say the same thing. Is because we're so close to it, is that's why we're overlooking so much of it?
I think that's a huge piece of it, right? That's definitely a huge piece of it. But the other piece of it is that most entrepreneurs, when they get into the business that they're in, you know, they're thinking about that thing that they love to do. You know, they're thinking about that thing that they love to do, and that's what their strength is. They most times are not people that have been really strong leaders or revenue generators or people that are really responsible for designing the strategic business growth of an organization. You know, a lot of times they're not sales experts, or they're not, you know, individuals that, you know, really just have that background. And so I think there's a lot of gaps in the knowledge and expertise around driving sales and driving profitable growth. And that's a big piece of this as well.
So this is turning into a stone therapy session, but you know, it's my show, so I'm going to take full advantage. So I'll give you just a little background. So I actually, historically, when I had something closer to a normal job, I was in the training and development arena, and I was a contributor, a salesperson. And at the risk of sounding a little immodest, I was good at it. What I never did was manage other people in a system to handle the revenue generation, the sales piece of it. And I mean, it really... I can't say that I've mastered it yet, right? The transfer of that.
So, and then, I mean, that's a lot of what I help teach people. I help fill in those gaps of saying you're an expert at what you do. But when you look at the CEO role of growing a small business, you know, so much of that has nothing to do with that thing that you do and everything to do with sales and management and marketing and leadership and people and, you know, managing priorities and all of that. And so that's where I really help people fill in those gaps so that those things that maybe are initially foreign or are a weakness can be turned into a strength.
Well, it sounds like very rewarding work. You must sleep incredibly well at night knowing the contribution that you're making. I got to know, what's the backstory? How did you get to this point in your career and your work?
Yeah, so definitely. So I started my career with a Fortune 500 firm. I was promoted 7 times in 8 years. So I became the youngest senior vice president in the company. I was managing a team of 100 and I had 17 locations. And so I kind of scaled the full corporate ladder pretty quickly in my 20s. And I was doing sales leadership, business growth strategy, training, development, all of those things. And, you know, I just got to the point where I was traveling all the time. It was compromising my health. My quality of life was suffering. I had no time for friends and family. And I just wasn't being paid equitably with what my contribution was, which was millions and millions of dollars to the bottom line. And so, you know, I decided it was time to go out and get started helping people and really make a difference, you know, for other individuals out there. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but it sounds like a very brave move. Did you just jump off the cliff and stop that and start the other, or did you have some sort of transition?
No, I did not. No, I did not. I did my business on the side for several years before making the full transition. And I actually recommend that. I've done a lot of podcast episodes on it and I speak about it. You know, I think it's important that you set yourself up financially to be able to make the right decisions, to invest in the right things, to build your business on a firm foundation. And a lot of times what I see is uneducated people making the leap with no savings, you know, no plan. And that's why you see so many businesses that'll go belly up within like 2 years, right? Like 80% of businesses. And that's because they didn't give themselves enough runway to actually be able to invest in the business the way that you need to in order to stay in it for the long run.
Okay, let's talk about this book a little bit. It's out now, or it's coming out soon?
It comes out October 3rd.
October 3rd, and the title is Bigger Than You. Tell us a little bit about the content areas of that book.
Absolutely. It's Bigger Than You, and it's the entrepreneur's guide to building an unstoppable team. So the focus and goal of the book is to help small business owners to truly understand how they can go from being the business to the CEO of the business, to go from being like the primary producer in the business to being the coach and the leader and the trainer that's teaching and helping other people to successfully build their business. So, you know, I think just really helping people to cross that bridge and to understand what makes people tick, understand how to lead people, understand how to get the best out of them, understand how to structure the way that you manage them, right? So it's all about filling in all those gaps that maybe have caused people in the entrepreneurial space to have a bad experience with hiring in the past and to help their next experience to be a positive one.
So the process of writing the book, I'm interested to know what that was like for you. Did it come real easy? Was it, again, because maybe you're close to that work, was it a challenge at all in getting that information out and packaged up and framed up the way you wanted it to, or did it come pretty easy?
Yeah, this book was so easy for me. And I think the reason why was that I have been teaching so aggressively on this for the last couple of years, because I recognized that it was such a huge gap in the entrepreneurial community, that it just was so natural. I knew what my people needed, if that makes sense. So it was super easy to get that out. I mean, it literally only took me a couple hours to get the initial book written. The editing process was always like so tedious, of course. So I'm still going through the editing process, but no, it was an enjoyable book to write, and it's super powerful stuff that I know people absolutely need, you know?
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about the book as a resource or a tool in scaling your business, at least for those of us in the professional services arena who are doing some sort of consulting or sharing the benefit of specialized expertise. I'm operating under the impression that creating information product in general, maybe, but publishing one or more books, you would advocate that, yeah?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. For so many reasons. I mean, first and foremost, obviously the passive income from it. If you're committed to building your business and you're growing your list consistently, then, you know, for sure you want to, you know, write books and have courses and have things that you can put people into, you know, plenty of funnels for to sell passively. So that's one side of it. But the other side of it is for sure, you want to be using that as a positioning tool to expose lots of people outside of who you're working for or with currently to you. And you want to make it easily accessible and easily within reach for a broad audience around the world, so that then people can self-select and begin moving through your ecosystem to your higher paid products. So, I mean, we could do a whole show just about the benefits of having a book, but yeah, it's absolutely a great resource to build, grow, and scale your business.
And the people in our little circle who are speakers, consultants, I'm told that having the book, they command higher speaking fees, and it gives them that extra layer of credibility. And I get some of that same feedback from people who, you know, host radio shows, right? If they're in and around and capturing good thought leadership and distributing it effectively, it seems to be a very powerful arrow in the quiver in this pursuit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly...
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, you've come a long way, and it sounds like it's been a fascinating journey. From, we didn't share with our listeners earlier in the conversation, but you were an NFL cheerleader. Is that true? Am I remembering mm-hmm. that right?
Yes.
and now you're doing all this great work. I'm assuming you make a very comfortable living, and perhaps more importantly, it's coming through for me anyway over the airwaves. You really love doing what you do, don't you?
Oh, I'm so, so blessed. I'm so incredibly lucky to do what I do every day. And I never forget that. I never take that for granted. You know, of course, I have made a lot of sacrifices and worked very hard to get to the place that we're at. But I feel incredibly lucky to do the work that I do with my clients and in the world every day. And I do believe that I'm fulfilling my mission in the world, which I think is the most important thing in life. And, you know, I would say for anybody that's listening, that's thinking about getting started or is in the middle of it now, you know, remember why you started, you know, and remember why you're here, and make that your mission, and, you know, be up for the ups and downs, you know, because there's always something to learn from that. But trust the process, you know?
So I know you're going to have a great deal of time and energy invested in launching the new book, Bigger Than You. But beyond that, what's on your horizon? Where are you going to be investing your energy over the next 6 to 18 months? Have you got some new stuff cooking beyond that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we always have a million things going on. We're actually announcing today a new intensive that we're doing in Miami on October 3rd, the day of the book launch. And it's really teaching the principles. I'm down there for a media tour. I'm doing a bunch of television down there. So I figured, you know, why not get together with some clients and some prospects and teach them how to implement the things that they teach in the book. So we're announcing that today. And a lot of my focus and energy is going to be going into really focusing on my Legacy Leaders program, which is my highest level mastermind for seven-figure business owners that are really looking to perfect the art of building a winning team and driving sales in their organization through their people. And that's a year-long, very intensive program. And we're in our third year, and every year we work to improve it and expand it and, you know, make a bigger impact with it. So I'm looking forward to, we're just in the final stage of the 2018 program, and now we're beginning to plan for 2019. So I'm super excited about that.
Well, clearly you're very serious, quite earnest about this mission of yours that you've declared openly. You genuinely want to help 1 million entrepreneurs launch, monetize, and scale their dream business without compromising their quality of life or going broke in the process. You're taking this quite seriously. This isn't just something you wrote on a post-it note and popped it on your bedroom mirror. You're taking actions every day to make it happen.
This is my life. And, you know, that's why I'm here. And that's what I'm here to do. And, you know, I feel like I'm learning and growing every day how I can serve better and at a higher level. And, you know, the right people are finding me that are ready to go on that journey. So it's an awesome place to be in for sure.
All right. Where can our listeners go if they'd like to have a conversation with you or someone on your team about any of these topics? And where can they go to get their hands on your other books and this one when it comes out? What's the best coordinates, email, whatever?
Definitely. Well, I would say if you want to learn more about our coaching programs and actually speak with myself or someone on our team, you can go to kellyroachcoaching.com/start and apply to have a conversation. In terms of me and learning from me and taking in some of the content that we release, my podcast is called Unstoppable Success Radio, and we release new episodes every week. And I have an amazing online community. It's called the Tribe of Unstoppables. It's a group in Facebook, and you can join that. I do free trainings, no pitch, no offer trainings there every single week, just to help serve. And so those are two places to kind of learn more and get in the community with me and learn, you know, my philosophy and apply it to your business for free.
Well, Kelly, it has been an absolute delight having you on the program this afternoon. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for our guest today, Kelly Roach, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.